Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head over to Mike Max, talk some sports on this day after the American League beat the National League 4-3. Barrios looked pretty good, Maxie.
He did, man. He looks confident out there. If there's been a step forward in his game this year, he's taken it. Really starting last year, I think, when he made the All-Star game. But he really wants to be kind of that number one. You know, he last night he attacked the strike zone, got his brother-in-law out, Baez out. But when you look at his body of work this year and a couple of his performances, notably, against the Red Sox, he went toe-to-toe. And then after they had had that 18-inning game and they played in Chicago the next night, he pitched into the eighth inning, even though, he was giving up stats and I think he gave up six runs. But it was at a time when they just couldn't afford to use people in the bullpen. And he pushed through, like I said, at the cost of his own statistics because he wanted to be a leader. And so I think he's taken some real positive steps in terms of the way he carries himself and just that he wants to be a number one pitcher on this staff. And he wants people to lean on him, and he wants to be kind of that bulldog workhorse. And I think things like the All-Star game for him really work in his favor. I think that really motivates him.
How about Brad Hand getting in the game?
Yeah, Brad Hand got in the eighth. It got a little scary for him there for a minute. They got a run or two and got a couple guys on, but he got out of it. That McCann made a great catch, a foul ball, the Chicago White Sox catcher, to get him out of the inning. But, in Cleveland, in front of his now hometown fans, he is a find. He's another one of those guys, too, that, from Chaska High School and, he started as a starting pitcher like so many do. And once he found himself as a closer, San Diego and then to Cleveland, he is really flourished and a big part of it. He's kind of an untouchable player on that team right now.
How about Joey Gallo? He swings a max bat sometimes, Maxie. He hit the big dinger.
Yeah, no relation, but max bats are produced right here in Minnesota. Been out to their facility there, and it's really pretty cool. And he had a three-run bomb last night. It was kind of the difference in the game. So the other thing was they kept that, they've done this now. They paced the game. It was done in less than 3 hours. And, that used to be that thing would drag on, and, they'd stop it for this and that, and they found that maybe people just enjoyed watching a crisp game. And of course, these pitchers are going to throw strikes because they're all-stars, and they move it right along, and that game was done. I think Major League Baseball trying to take advantage of that to show what kind of pace of play they can establish.
Yeah, you got the All-Stars going at it, and there weren't hardly any home runs.
That was unusual. I thought, like you said, Gallo hit the long home run. Polanco had an RBI single, but it was an infield single that he beat out, kind of beat the shift on it, and knocked in a run for, represent the Twins. But, and obviously there's always good pitching, but I thought there'd be, four or five home runs last night just because there's so many home run hitters in that thing. And it didn't happen. So sometimes good pitching beats good hitting, as they say, and vice versa.
Well, as you said, Tyus was going to get an offer. He got it, and it looks like the Timberwolves are not going to match it.
Yeah, that was a tough decision for them because it was right in that number range where you go, well, it's a big number, but we don't have anybody else to really take his spot right now. Well, they opted for that. So I don't know what Gerson's Rosas is thinking right now in terms of if he knows he's got something else going, if he knows he's got a trade that he's going to make or some way that he can get a deal done because they are short at point guard right now. They signed as Napier, and they have Teague coming back, but they're still short of point guard. So I'm not quite sure what he sees or if he thinks he can get something done. It was, Memphis knew what they were doing. They put it in that price range where they knew it would be tough for the Wolves to match. And, good for Tyus, $28 million. That sets him up in the next generation family for a while.
Oh, boy.
And, he lives here. He built a home here. He's committed here, but you can't turn that down when it gets that big. And he's not going to a very good team, although you can make an argument he wasn't staying with a very good team right now either, the Wolves. So good for him, and I don't know how the Wolves are gonna, they got to finagle something out of this, and I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Is there anything to these Russell Westbrook trade rumors?
Russell Westbrook is Oklahoma City has made a decision that they it looks like they want to blow it up. I don't know. They got free agents that they signed that they said you can look around if you want to find another deal kind of thing. In fact, they signed Mike Muscala, who's a Roseville kid. And as part of the flurry of activity this offseason, Muscala's, he's had a nice career in the NBA, played for Atlanta, played for a couple different teams, and he ended up in Oklahoma City. But Westbrook is, could be in the he's training right now, by the way, with, Andrew Wiggins out in California. Andrew and him and Westbrook's trainer, I'm told, is kind of a renowned trainer. And so, Westbrook's an incredibly competitive guy. And so, if you're looking at maybe that compete factor to go up with Wiggins, I think that's kind of by design that he went out there and trained with him. But, yeah, if Westbrook gets traded, then you get kind of a seismic shift because that'll throw a lot of things into play again.
Yeah, it sure will. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. One of the things that'll happen in the NBA next year, though, is coaches are getting the right to challenge one call per game on a one-year trial basis.
Yeah, but so, this is moving along with, obviously football, baseball, et cetera. But what all the leagues have found is that this whole challenge is, it's right because, you can't get them all right. It happens too quick. But the other thing is it's been an incredible form of interaction with the audience because we all look at the replays and then we become the referee. Oh, he's safe. He's out. Oh, no, it's off his hand. Look at that. We all get to feel like we got some ownership in the game. Now, that was by accident. I don't think they thought that would create that. But it's actually added an element to people watching the game because they all want to know and see it again and make their own decisions and all those things. And so it's actually been kind of a boom and a windfall for the leagues that way.
On Park Point Beach in Duluth, and you've been there. I was there not too long ago. There was a young lady who was not wearing a top.
No.
She was topless, and then somebody said, well, that's not right, called the cops, came over and had a 45-minute conversation, apparently, and they gave her no citation. She's going to join us here coming up this morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a bit more about that. Yeah. So.
Well, first of all, it's cold in the booth, so I hope it's warm enough. But, I mean, if she wants to fight it, I am all about in this country. You got to fight for what you think is right, and I think a lot of people will stand with her and beside her on this one, and I don't know, where this goes from here, but obviously if this becomes a thing, I won't pass judgment. I've had a chance to kind of see how it looks, feels, in the beaches and whatnot. But, I mean, she's got her rights, and if she wants to fight it, she needs to fight it.
Speaking of that lake, I was up there not long ago, as I mentioned, and then just watching people getting kayaks. I mean, you almost want a wetsuit on up there, don't you?
On Superior?
Yeah.
Yeah, I call it Getcha Gumi, but
Have you fished it?
No, I've never fished Lake Superior. I've always, I was up there a couple of years ago. We were up there, and I did that lake has always just looked so cold to me. Just you step in your ankles, and you go, okay, that's good enough. It's it's a clear lake, a clean lake, and all those things. But it's almost like a clear, clear lake ocean. It's so big, it's so awesome that it's almost scary to me. And you've seen that this year with that family got caught in the kayaks, and you can get in a bad spot if it goes from calm to windy. And I just err on the side of caution.
Well, and the blue, when the sun is out, the blue on that lake is absolutely stunning.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like a mini San Francisco up there. It's, you get it's an older town, and it's got the hills, and then everything goes down to the lake, and you got grandma's there, and you got some kind of landmarks there, and the Glen Sheen Mansion and all those things, and you go along there, and it's really cool. On a nice day like today, it's just an awesome place to kind of walk around and be a part of.
Max, you come back at 8:40, will you?
You got it. I can't wait to hear the interview.
12 minutes before 8 o'clock at WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.